Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, we got a issue here, a technical issue with their state-of-the-art system here. Shut up. Now what? Let me try Big Willie one more time and see if I can get him. Hold on a second here. Let me just do this live on the air here. Hold on. Let me just see. How's your morning going for you? Let's see, 3, 1, 4, 8. Is this great radio or what, huh? Is this great radio? All right, the phone's ringing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Willie. Mr. Big Willie, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing? You hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you now hear me? That's not a good sign.
Yeah, I cannot hear you, Dimitri.
All right, you want to just start? Okay, now, can you hear me now? I can't hear anything. All right. What's on your mind? Just start talking. Talk for until about 8:20. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you on there. I went through some crap yesterday, man. I tell you, when you started arguing, I started getting text messages from Mama Bear, my stepdaughter's mom, and she's like, well, she goes, you know, hard work does pay off, and you need to tell them. I said, oh, I'm not telling Dimitri anything. And she's not going to come on the radio. She's not going to talk about it. But you know how Mama Bears are when they protect their youngin'. The context there with the conversation.
Are you there?
Well, I can barely hear you. Man, I tell you, we got to get Mr. Deepockets to update everything or something. We're going to start playing Sanford and Son at the beginning of the show, the theme song for Sanford and Son, so we can keep this going.
All right, let's do this.
It's kind of hard to do everything when you're in dead silence.
Yeah, all right.
And you got a great talk show host like Dimitri.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to call you back. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to call you back on my iPhone, and maybe we can do this. Is this unbelievable radio? This is my career. Everything is up. Jesus. Hold on. Let me get this guy. Hold on. Let's see. All right. Let's see if we can make this work. Let's go. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I hear you great right now.
All right. I've got you on my iPhone here. I'm sorry. Our engineering department's trying to figure out what's going on. So I got you on the iPhone, not through our state-of-the-art phone system here. So I got you in trouble with your latest wife, Christy?
Well, I'm not in trouble. You were in trouble.
Hey, you were the one saying, oh, my kid should be playing because she works hard. And I tried to explain to you that's not how life works. It's not about who works the hardest. It's about who produces the best results. That's all I was trying to do. And you never did give me her name or phone number so that I could give her some tough love, man. And say, hey, kid, you work really, really hard. But if you're not good enough, you're not good enough. It's not about hard work. It's about producing results, honestly. Richard, I think you're a closeted liberal.
You're way off there.
Okay. So what else did Christy have to say, your latest wife? What did she have to say?
My latest wife, yeah. Says like the coaches wouldn't even let her practice with everybody else, and they had to, you know, and how do you expect anybody to get better when she has to sit out and watch everybody play? And I think it's just, it comes down to, it's an outsider coming in, and all the other girls have been playing together since whatever they start, fifth grade, sixth grade, all the way up, which is understandable, but you still got to give somebody a chance. And inclusion, I'm not saying inclusion into everything. It's not an adult thing where you're selling cards and you have to produce. If you go to NFL preseason, they play everybody to see who's got it, who's not, before they make cuts. And that's exactly what I said. Well, if you're going to do that, why don't you play everybody like a preseason thing when they play 100 matches and then cut? If you're that bad, then just cut them. You know what I mean? Don't make them do everything and just sit there.
No, that's because they have to work. Jeez, no, look, once again. She has to.
You got children?
Yes, I have children, and I give them a child. I have at least one that I know of. I have at least one that I know of.
Man.
And it's, you got to give them tough love, Richard. You got to go and say, look, you got to be good enough to play. And if you're not good enough to play, no matter how hard you're working, maybe you're working as hard as you can. Maybe you're not. But the bar is the bar. The standard is the standard. And if you can meet that standard, either work harder and be happy with whatever you get or quit. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Well, she did end up quitting, and now she's in the band.
Well, there you go. Oh, is she any good in the band? Can she play any instruments?
Yeah, she plays. Well, she plays electric guitar. She played that. She took lessons. Guess where?
At where?
And she got a trumpet at CA House.
Oh, okay.
One of our large sponsors for high school football.
Great, great.
Mr. Jim Trefney, you know, with his new commercial.
Yes.
And Jim's got a great voice, and he just talks monotone, just like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he loved Trap Dog. But, yeah, for 80 years old, he's doing really good. So, anyhow, she plays the trumpet. She's in a marching band. And I think her attitude has really changed in the last 3 weeks. I mean, she thought she couldn't quit. She thought we'd be upset. And then, you know, last year she talked about it, and I was like, no, you're putting all this work in. You need to stick it out. You started it. You wanted it. And then now after I see the results and not pressuring, I guess lesson learned for me, she seems a lot better. You know, her attitude's really changed. She loves the music. She loves the people there. And now she's back to normal high school things like, whose sweatshirt do I get on this week? Do I get a return? Some guy's sweatshirt or something. They're laying around it. Anyhow, you know how kids are in them days. Maybe you don't, but you got a radio.
Let me ask you a simple question. Is she any good playing the guitar?
Yeah, she's good. She plays Spider-Man.
All right.
Or Batman. What is it? Batman, yeah, that Batman show from like the 50s or 60s. But yeah, that's her main song.
Well, maybe they should have someone else replacing her who doesn't know how to play the guitar, because that other person maybe just practiced really, really hard but isn't very good at it. Maybe your daughter should be replaced by one of those people, because they at least practiced really, really hard and worked really, really hard even though they still can't play the guitar. Would you be okay with that?
Well, she could teach them by letting them play, and the more exposure they get, the better they'll get.
That wasn't the question.
Repetition.
That wasn't the question.
They can replace the band. The band plays everybody, whether they're good or bad. Have you ever seen a band member sitting on the bench? Name one time you went to a football game and seen a band member sitting on the bench.
Well, I never actually.
Take your trumpet and go sit on the bench right now.
Well, all right, look. All right. So one other thing, if I may, and that is back to our technical stuff. When we reached out to you or you called in, you could barely hear us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there was a bad buzz, and I can hardly hear you, which was, I was kind of happy, but no, yeah, I could barely hear you. Yeah.
All right. Now, my concern is, once again, with our state-of-the-art equipment here, I don't know if I can even do a prize giveaway today or do graffiti, because if they can't hear me, I mean, everything is going to turn to crap again here at this station.
That's two times out of this week, so, I mean, we're on Wednesday. Guess what? If we want to give three prize packages away a week, we'll have to be on 5 days a week.
Well, or 3 days a week. Yeah, but the phone system, the phone system's got to work, and you're telling me that I can't even do the prize package now or graffiti now.
Nah, I love graffiti, man. It's the best.
It is.
I think once people get the hang of it and they understand what it is, where you can just call in, and my macho man with a shout-out, love the parodies, and I was hoping we could talk about your attorney stuff today. What's going on with that? Did you
Cassidy,
hear anything back from them?
Well, here's the thing. In fact, because I probably won't be able to give away our prize package again today because of this equipment, this crap I have to deal with, and graffiti, I'm going to have to spend a lot more time talking about this Cassidy Law with this.
They're huge.
Patrick Cassidy. They're huge. He practices in D.C. He's licensed in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and D.C. And it looks like to me, and I want to stress looks like, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not offering legal advice. Right. This looks like Lawfare to me. Did you read? I posted this on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. And
what's
did you
ever? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
I shouldn't have pushed that button. And it looks like Lawfare to me, where they're trying to shut me up regarding his client, this Erica Tamborin. By the way, have you ever seen the Erica Tamborin, who's the administrator, Shadyside Village?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I
you know
too much, but yeah.
You know what I'm talking about then, right? You know what I'm talking about. And you know there's some guys, and you know there's some guys, and I suspect on the council there in Shadyside, there are some guys who don't think with their brains. You know guys like that, right? Especially out there in
exactly. They think with the little brain, not the big brain.
And I'm wondering if maybe that's the real issue in Shadyside with the village council, if some of these guys are the kinds of guys who don't think with their, you know, brain. Anyway, so this Lawfare thing, possible Lawfare thing, has really gotten me cranked up. You know, we've had more than 7,000 views already of this Cassidy Law letter on our Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Oh, it's absolutely huge.
Biggest of anything on our station. It's the biggest. We have the biggest following of anybody on all the channels now.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest.
No question.
Everybody. Dimitri. Vassilarius, the Big Willie 105.
Vassilarius, would you learn to say my name right? How long have you known me? Vassilarius, it's only four syllables. Creek. How hard is this?
Or Crick. Creek or Crick. That's the next poll question. Creek or Crick. I'm from West Virginia originally, so I just can't get that.
That's no excuse whatsoever. Vassilarius, that's it. Correct. It's four syllables.
It's like a dinosaur. Hey, why is Cassidy, and if this Erica girl wants to be out of the news and stop all this legal stuff, why does she keep going after little stuff and little people? Like, I mean, what are they going to get out of you?
Well, they're going to shut me up. They're going to, if it's Lawfare, they're going to take me off the air. I won't be able to talk because I won't be able to afford a lawyer to fight this Patrick Cassidy and Cassidy Law. It's David and Goliath.
They don't understand the difference between them and us. I mean, I do this for absolutely nothing because it's entertainment value and I can speak my mind and I guess people want to listen to me. They don't want to see me. You know, that's why I'm not on Facebook Live.
Well, that's understandable.
I'm like Steve. I'm just too ugly to put on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. And then they put you on there, so you must have something going for you. I think she's trying to get you off the air. She wants your yellow sweatshirt.
Well, I don't know about the yellow sweatshirt, but what they're trying to do is not only. Here's the thing. By the way, we're almost out of time here with this. Tell you what, we'll talk to Mr. Deep Pockets because this is honestly, it's turning into a joke with my career. I'd rather not be on the air than have to deal with this all the time. And I apologize to you. I apologize to my listeners. This is just, it never ends. It just never ends.
Because you get stuff on your mind, you want to talk about it, and then it kind of ruins the flow.
And the promos that I've been doing, letting people know we're going to prize package. You got Dimitri Graffiti, and again, we can't even do a phone call here. Lord
almighty.
You know
what I've seen yesterday on
Quickly.
Big Willie 105 page?
Quickly, what?
ETM Driver Appreciation. I tell you what, they had a spread laid out. It makes me want to go back to work.
Please.
And tell you the truth.
And I'll get you hooked up with Alex. He's a great guy. You have a great day. And again, I apologize for all of our technical never-ending crap. Right. Thank you, sir. Okay, bye-bye. All right, look, I don't even know what I'm going to do next. My blood pressure is going through the roof here. I've got to calm down.